Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Cathal O'Sullivan, Today FM's content creator, is with me once again to put a smile on our face. It's Limerick though, Cathal.
Kicking off in Limerick. Yeah. And Limerick has been named one of the world's top sustainable cities.
So That's pretty incredible.
It's broke the top 10. It's number 10 in the world. And it's by discovercars.com. They looked at the kind of what country or what cities all over the world are doing to be more sustainable. So Limerick came in at number 10. And it, like, they took into consideration things like they have around their city, nature spots, vegan restaurants even,
okay,
and stuff like that. Like, you're seeing more and more of that, yeah, all even around Dublin. But Limerick ranked number 10 with 75 points. So number one, it's built on the River Shannon. It has lots of scenic walking and cycling routes for people to, I suppose, get out and be more sustainable that kind of way. But in 2018, they also launched a rewilding project.
Ah, the rewilding.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. We love to see it in
yeah,
the South,
well, yeah. I find it's very controversial, rewilding projects. But look, yeah, it's managed to get Limerick in the top 10.
Absolutely.
Most sustainable cities.
The Cúna Nature Reserve there as well. And UL, the University of Limerick, where I also attended in college, has launched a sustainability framework. So it like the campus in UL is massive. It's so, so big. But by 2030, UL are going to pilot this scheme for sustainability for kind of higher education in Ireland.
Yeah.
So they're doing, they're the first college or the first university in Ireland to pilot this scheme. And hopefully by 2030, other universities will kind of be a more sustainable campus. But like Limerick are kind of putting themselves at the forefront. Edinburgh was number one.
Why? Edinburgh is
the most sustainable city in the world.
Wow.
I've never been to Edinburgh actually, but
lovely city.
Yeah,
a few times, yeah.
And also Zurich in Switzerland was closely followed in second.
And Limerick is the only Irish yep addition to the list. There you go. Good news for Limerick. Tell us about this WhatsApp, Rob.
So I don't know if you noticed over the weekend, but people were kind of up in arms across social media.
Just that WhatsApp, up in arms about everything.
Yeah, yeah, well, like it takes a lot. It takes only kind of the tiniest thing to annoy people. But the O on online and the T on typing, so at the top of your WhatsApp status,
yeah,
changed from a small letter to a capital. So I barely noticed it, but
I didn't at all. I had to be actually explain shown to me today.
So people were angered by the fact that I went from a small O to a big O. But also, now that I see it, I'm kind of like, I don't like it. I want to go back
so
to
this, if I go into WhatsApp you and under Cathal O'Sullivan, where it says the online, yeah, instead of it being
small,
it was a capital O for online.
It's crazy.
I did actually, when I thought back, yeah, for typing, because it was the same for typing, yeah, as well, wasn't it?
And typing has gone to a capital T, which made me feel a bit like,
there you go.
Do you have your online status on for people?
Absolutely, because I hate when people turn off their last seen, their blue ticks, their, like, what? How busy can you be?
When I go on holidays, I tend to turn it off. I'd be like, right, I'm on my holidays. I don't need people knowing when I've read a text or anything, because people contact you about different things, work and stuff like that. But I'm also a bit like, what are you doing that I don't need to know you're online? Like, everyone's always online on WhatsApp. Or when the red receipts, do you know what gets me? When they text you back and I can't see
it. You can't see the red. I can't stand that.
I'm like, how did I not know? But yeah, no, there's a few people that some kind of get angered over that, but it's a bit of a bugbear.
So this issue with WhatsApp over the weekend, and loads of people anyway are up in arms and complaining. But
WhatsApp are going back.
Yeah, they're all back on it.
They're going back to the small letters because they said, just like, people are getting so angry about it, and they said it was a small test, but we're going back to normal.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
So if you were complaining and this bothered you and frustrated you,
don't worry.
Relax,
we're going back to
chill
normal.
Out. We're going
be
back
happy
to the small t. People have so little to complain about.
So
honestly,
little,
right?
Honest God.
I've no doubt loads of our listeners are going to remember this moment.
More impressive Irish scrum, and O'Gara with a little kick, and there's belief there for Ireland, and maybe there's something in this. Maybe the opportunity is there.
I'm sure people reenact that to him all the time.
Even Ryan Nugent, the voice you hear there, he kind of gets that a lot, like having to recreate that Tommy Bo.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
This is gas. So it's watching sport is good for your brain, according to a new study carried out in Japan. So it was carried out in the Waseda University in Tokyo. And it says that watching sport can entertain and foster community and a better health and well-being amongst people, which I think, I suppose, not that I'm a massive, huge sports fan, but there are certain sporting moments that you look back on in your life. Like even that one, I remember
I do too, actually.
Tommy crossing the line, or even Ron O'Gara's drop goal kick at the end of the 2009 Grand Slam. But apparently it activates a brain reward circuit in your head, leading to an improved well-being. So like for myself, I'm looking back at things like Katie Taylor winning the gold. Like that was just pure joy. I was in a bar in Lanzarote and I was like,
you remember
nearly,
where you were.
Nearly tears to my eyes. Robbie Brady scoring a goal against Italy in the Euros in 2016 to bring us to the knockouts. That was another one that stands out in my head. And he running over to his girlfriend. And like it brings actually pure joy and kind of makes you feel
you know,
like
I would have thought the total opposite.
Really?
Like I actually thought that probably watching, you know, if your team were losing a Champions League final or whatever, the All-Ireland football final.
Yeah.
Or Katie Taylor in boxing, that people's stress levels are probably going through the roof.
If you're losing, but even like the 2023, Amber Barrett's going the goal to send the women to the World Cup in Australia last year.
That's right, yeah.
That's pure joy moment. But yeah, there's 20,000 Japanese residents were carried out in the survey, so it's huge. It's an absolutely huge survey. But it says it just indicates feelings of happiness and pleasure. And for those seeking to enhance their well-being, the people carrying out said it, you can regularly watch sporting events, and particularly popular ones include soccer, baseball and American football.
There you go. So if you're looking for a justification to go to whatever match or game is on this weekend, or go to, well, maybe I'm adding in the bit about going down to the pub to watch whatever fight you want to watch. All you have to do is say, actually, watching sport is good for my health. It's good for my brain. The more I watch, the better I feel.
That's your excuse.
Simple
as
that. Tell us about this story about the cat.
I think this is just absolutely gas. So a cat owner in Stevenage in the UK has said her cat is doing its bit to keep Britain clean. So the cat, who was once a stray, found last September, taken in by this English woman. She says her young cat Tofu has been carrying bits of rubbish through her cat flap almost every day.
Well, that would absolutely repulse me, but anyway.
It would drive me bananas. Yeah. Some of the things she's brought home include a Nutella lid, a jam donut box, a lamb shank bone, crisp packets, dog poo bags, the list goes on. So this woman, who Jane Sweet in Hertfordshire, she says, like, she's doing her bit. This cat Tofu is cleaning up streets. And I suppose looking back at sustainability, she's doing her,
doing her bit.
But if you look online, Tofu the cat coming in the door with all the like,
it's a big hit on TikTok, isn't it? And socials, the video.
It's flying. But Roger Tabord, who's kind of a cat behaviourist, said cats actually like to keep trophies. So if it's, I don't care if they're keeping their trophies or not. Mm. It's doing their bit to clean up the streets in Britain.
As long as it's not a four-legged thing, but anyway, there you
go.
Now, I know for a lot of our fans, they're going to be delighted when the new release comes out later this week.
In this week's news, the Tortured Poets Department, her new album, is being released on Friday.
That's right.
Much to fans' joy all over the world.
They're she announced this at the
Grammys, I think it
was. That's right,
But I'm not the biggest fan. Like you say, there's certain ones, Love Story and You Belong With Me. Do you know that one? It was years old.
Yeah.
That used to be my dad's ringtone. So it's kind of ingrained in my brain. But
I am a fan, I'd say, in the last year or two. I've really started to like her, actually. Listen to her a lot.
There's certain songs.
Yeah, like, I wanted to go to see her this year in June in Dublin. I couldn't get tickets. It was like the rest of the country.
They were like gold dust, Andrea.
Days.
But anyway, this is the Tortured Poets Department. It's out Friday and it is her most recent breakup album. So Joe Alwyn, who she was going out with for 6 years, this is inspired by their breakup. And the fifth song on every Taylor Swift album, according to my Taylor Swift sources, is always the saddest song. And it's been released.
Why the fifth?
I don't know. Apparently it's always the fifth one that's
sad.
Well,
I didn't know that.
I didn't have a clue about
that
either. But it's called So Long London this time around. And Joe Alwyn, her former boyfriend, is from London.
Okay.
So apparently she's been putting up the number two on a lot of Easter eggs that she's been releasing in the past few days. So things kind of like cryptic clues ahead of the release of the album. And the number two is in a lot. So fans are speculating that on April 19th, this Friday, we could see a double album release, which could be this, the Tortured Poets Department, and also Reputation, Taylor's version. So as you may know, she's been releasing her albums under Taylor's version. And Reputation, I think it may be 2017, 18, 19, in and around those couple of years. Mm. that version of her own is going to be released Friday, according to a few kind of cryptic super fans out there.
Right.
Look, I'm not on the Taylor bandwagon, but I might be if I listen Friday.
Yeah, okay. Carl O'Sullivan, as always, thanks a million for joining us with all of the good news that's been happening around the country. That's content creator Carl O'Sullivan with Today FM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.